Welcome to another episode of Ballin' Beats. I'm Roger and I'm here with the homie Mendo. Today we're going to be talking about the Suns' catastrophe. 4-0. Smashing at the hands of the Timberwolves. Joel Embiid's having his feelings hurt because Knicks fans were able to scalp tickets and take over. A road game. LeBron down 3-1 tonight as of this recording. About to get ready to see if they can extend their series. And the Bucks seem to be falling apart physically at the seams. Mm-hmm. So, Mendo, what up, brother?
What up, bro? How you been, man? How you doing?
Nah, man, I'm chilling, you know. Yeah. Weather's getting a little right up here up north. No more snow, you know. Well, we didn't get a lot of snow anyway, but it ain't that cold no more.
Right.
So, you know, we moving. Playoffs, it's a good time to be a fan, brother.
It is a great time for basketball.
Especially if you're a Knicks fan.
Hey, we gonna ride it till we can't ride it no more. So, listen, I just gotta tell you like this. The king of New York is a man named Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he's got a chokehold on everything.
Cooking. He cooking. The right man at the right time.
Right. And he really, like real quick, he really got his pace. Right. The first two games, he was like, I'm throwing up everything.
He was rushing a little bit.
Yeah. Now he kind of got into a groove and, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll get into them a little bit more later when we talk about Mr. Joel's feelings.
Yo, it'd be wild. Yo, these new dudes, man.
Built are special, soft, boy. Soft like Charmin, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. You know, like, come on, man. You got.
Hey man, that's the best center ever, as they say. If he didn't get hurt, his back was right, and if his knees didn't knock, and if he ate his vegetables,
come on, man.
But hey,
be moving that needle.
That's the world we live in.
Listen, they be moving that line so far down, man. It's like,
oh, listen. They got them goalposts on a caterpillar tractor, just moving that joint back and forth.
Oh man.
But first, before we get into that,
yes,
Brody. Yes. So the Suns juggernaut.
Hey.
Supposed juggernaut.
I don't know how they're gonna cover us. I don't know how they're gonna guard us.
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna cover us. Respectfully, I don't know how they're gonna cover all of us. Well, sounds like one of y'all turned into self-check.
Oh boy.
But man, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. What happened?
So you have what we said from the rip. Go back. We got the receipts.
Go back to August.
I don't know how this is going to work. You've got no point guard. You took away two pieces to get Kevin Durant. Two major pieces, right? Mm-hmm. You're not getting that productivity. Again, we've talked about that ad nauseum, right? So you don't have a point guard. You're going to try to, you know, let Kevin Durant go out there and just, you know, do his thing offensively, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now.
Oh, but he's not happy about. So he thinks he didn't get to do his thing. Okay. By his quote.
Okay. So.
Or an anonymous whatever, all that saying.
Right.
He felt like he couldn't get into doing his thing because he was relegated too often to the corner. His words, not mine.
So. I'm just going to just put this out there, okay? Just real quick. He went 11 for 17.
Mm-hmm.
One game, okay? Mm-hmm. What did he do that next game? Let's see here. He went here and said, all right, well, we're going to put up, you know, 6 for 15. He had 18 points. That was a legitimate bad game. Fair. But what did he do the next game? Right? I mean, like... My point is, you're not putting up, like, the numbers you're putting up, the shots you're putting up, it's not out of what you normally do. You just weren't hitting. Now you're going to say, oh, well, I felt like they put baby in the corner? Come on, man. Come on. Stop it. You were 1 for 5 from three-point land. You know, like, if you can't hit, you can't hit. But there's a reason why you're not hitting. That that defense wasn't doing anything, you know. Defense was out there.
He did. He didn't have a bad series though.
Overall,
he didn't have overall, 28, no. 6, 3 assists, couple blocks.
Right. Overall,
55% from the field.
Overall,
Booker,
no.
Not as much. He saved his for his real damage for game 4, but he was inconsistent in the first 3 games.
When you put
Bradley Beal forgot he had a playoff series to play.
What did he say? I'll be damned. Is that what he said when they asked him about?
I'll be damned if I get. I ain't never been swept in my life.
Okay. All right. Well
first time for everything, kind sir. First time for everything, kind sir.
So,
but yo, if you look at it for the series, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It looked like a 3 and everyone else. It was like Booker had 27. 3 rebounds, 6 assists, couple of steals. KD 27, 6 and 3. And then a big drop off to Bradley Beal, 16 and a half, 2.8 rebounds, 4.5 assists on 43% shooting.
Beal only had one good game.
43% from 3. Yeah, 44% total from the field.
Beal only had one good game that series. And even then,
yep.
that wasn't like anything to write yep. home to mother about, considering
yep.
that game that they played. Matter of fact, that was the game that they got. It was 17-point loss. Oh, like, and yep. that wasn't even that close. Again, when you go and put all your eggs in one basket, hoping to get a windfall, and you don't have
that
the right
basket had a hole in it.
Come on, man.
It had a Mikal Bridges size hole in it.
They had one game where they had. That's funny. You s-
hey, I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness.
Hey yeah. man, listen. Yo, you trying to win a title, somebody got a guard. Who's guarding? Who was guarding?
Who?
I'm saying.
Who was guarding?
Eric Gordon?
Come on, man.
Josh Okogie? Grayson Allen,
and then great.
Like, who's guarding?
The only real defender. I mean, because you can't consider Nurkic because Nurkic is not playing perimeter, right?
Yeah.
So the only defender that they really truly have is Grayson Allen.
Well, I mean, Royce is considered a defender. I don't think he's a great defender, but he's considered a defender.
Okay.
But
if that's what you want to call it, I guess he is a defender.
Shot 33% from the field.
I guess he is a defender, considering that he had a game where he had 0-for-5. he had no steals. He had no blocks. Hey, but he had no turnovers. I'm just saying.
Yo,
so
he's a 3-and-D player with an occasional 3.
The occasional 3-and-D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the occasional 3.
So what do we?
He's a 1.5 D. He's a 1.5 D player.
So what do we say about this? Right. Look at this. Look at this real quick. You got Durant. You got 2 more years tied in Durant.
Yeah.
Okay. You got 3 more years tied up into Beal. You just extended Booker, so that's another 5 years now. And then you got Grayson Allen out there with you. Him and Booker gonna ride this until the wheels come off, right?
Yep.
Who's gonna be the fall guy? Who's the scapegoat?
I mean, it's got to be the coach,
right?
They always gonna go with the coach,
right?
So apparently there was a story after the when the game was over,
yeah.
Right? They went into the locker room, and Vogel apparently. Lambasted them.
I thought that was another
ripped
game.
Into him. No, it was this game. They said after the game, he went, they told him, you know, it was embarrassing and da 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 da. And apparently, some players were snickering. Some players were like, yeah, we don't believe you. As the great Jay-Z, the great, you know, 21st century poet Jay-Z said, we don't believe you. You need more people. They didn't believe nothing coming out of his mouth. It doesn't seem like they respect him. Then the source, quote unquote, said apparently to Shams, and I quote, "Sources tell me the Suns will consider a coaching change. I'm told Kevin Durant had real issues with the offense, the way it was run, him feeling he was relegated to being in the corner." And that was out within an hour or so of that game being over.
Yeah, all the shit comes out once you know things don't go the right way, right? And they can't move on from. I mean, maybe you could with Durant. I don't know who's gonna.
No, somebody will trade for Durant. You ain't gonna get what you want.
Sure, absolutely. But
somebody will trade for him.
Because do you think he's the one that'll probably be the guy to go?
No.
Okay.
I don't think any of them are going.
Oh, you think that, you think they're gonna...
they'll get value?
Sure.
They got no choice.
Right.
You got no picks. You don't own your own pick until 2030.
Oh.
You have no first round picks until 2030. You have a couple of pick swaps in between there. Right? Mm-hmm. But you don't own your own pick at all until 2030. You have zero second round picks. And the only reason they have pick swaps is because they couldn't trade them away. Because the NBA rules don't allow you to trade first round picks in consecutive years. Right?
Wow.
So that's the only reason why they have the couple of picks that they have between now and then. But there is no rule on second round picks, of which they own zero between now and 2029. Zero.
This is crazy.
Yo, it's wild.
This is really crazy.
So you stuck with the squad you got, other than picking up one mid-level player that'll accept your money, and then more veteran minimum dudes, and whatever you feel like your spare parts can get you in trade.
I mean, do you have a point guard that can, you know?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless you trade in Nurkic and some stuff, or get the Warriors to take Beal and hope that you can get back Chris Paul or something like that, I don't see a legitimate top-tier point guard that they could acquire. Or unless you trade in Grayson Allen, which they just re-signed him, so I would assume they probably don't want to do that.
Right, and you got him on kind of
but, the... And if you, yeah, and if you do that, who's your... he's the zone buster. He's the end swing 3-point. You get rid of him, who's that guy?
Yeah, because we know it's not going to be Royce O'Neal.
Yeah, well, we know it's not going to be Nassir Little. And we know damn well it ain't going to be Josh Okogie.
Yeah, no.
And so, like, what do you do?
Maybe
reload up on...
Maybe they bring Bol Bol some play.
I mean, unless that dude... finds some basketball level, a basketball equivalent of like a PED over the summer, where he comes back, you know, Shaq be saying his nonsense. Like, oh, nah, man, I've been telling y'all, we like Wemby. He just doesn't get a chance. Why?
Yeah. But could another coach see a difference? That Frank didn't see.
Hey, listen, there's mad coaches out here willing to take a chance on getting fired on somebody's potential. So, I mean, if that's what you want to do,
have at it.
But the basketball has to change.
Yeah.
Like, the basketball has to change, whether they get a new coach or whether Vogel retools the offense, or, you know, they bring in an offensive guru under him or something like that. We saw it from the beginning. I'm just not sure why no one else saw it, or why they didn't see it. But I was reading something today. I don't know if you saw this, Mendo, but essentially there's like rumors that the new owner, Matt Ishbia, the basketball people don't like that dude because he's kind of nosy. He's like really hands-on.
Oh, really? And
they, yeah, but they're like, the thinking behind the scenes is he don't know shit about basketball, even though he was like, you know, a bench rider at, you know, Michigan State or whatever.
So,
but if you remember, they didn't make the trade for Beal until his purchase was done.
Yeah.
So when James Jones, who's the GM, didn't want to make that deal, he was forced to make that deal.
And James Jones, not for nothing, but I mean, he put together some rosters before this.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Right?
He like, built the team that they went to the finals with.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not like, you know, you can't do anything about injury, right? You know, and Chris Paul, no. You know, but I mean, that was a substantial roster he put together.
Yes.
And now you had him go and pay out the ass to get all this other stuff, and it didn't come to fruition.
Dog, you didn't get out the first round. You didn't get out the first round. It's bad. Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah, it is.
It
really is.
And once you give up this much, like, that's years
to replenish right. Because you're now at the mercy of, we've got no draft picks, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want an aging Durant that, you know, nobody's going to want a Bradley Beal maybe. Again, that's because Bradley Beal, like I said, he's got what? One, two, three more years. That's $170 million over those next 3 years.
Listen, them mofos better figure out what the secret sauce in Miami is and see how many Jaquez's and Hightowers and Vincent's they can create. Because outside of that, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of undrafted free agents, a lot of veteran minimum dudes.
True.
And they may have already hit the ceiling with this team because Durant, yo, say what you want. Durant was pretty awesome this year. Played fantastic.
Yeah.
Win-wise, it didn't translate as much, but a lot of the stuff around him was pretty poor.
That's
fair. But he was really good. And to expect him to keep doing this, he's 35. So now you've had this epic failure. Now you go one more year and you're like, do it again at 36 this time.
Yeah, like, it is not, it's not a, how do you say it? It's not a reasonable expectation to hope that he can do this again and again, you know?
Yeah.
But he also, like I told you before, and you just alluded to it, you know, he played awesome, but it doesn't equate to wins. Or it doesn't equate to the wins you need. Help.
Yeah, he needs help. Yeah. He ain't carrying it like that. He needs. Yo,
I don't know.
Interesting fact. Before you go into it, he hasn't gotten out of the second round since
Golden State.
Since he was in Golden State,
right? I don't really know if, and I could be way in the minority with this, but I don't know if outside of those couple of years in OKC. If he's ever been that guy,
he led them to the finals with the year he won MVP when they lost to LeBron and them in Miami.
But that was OKC though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying post OKC.
I don't think that he's ever surpassed that.
Yo, when you really think about it though, right? We all give KD. The benefit of the, like, KD gets the ultimate benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Right? When it comes to the expectations that everyone else has. Kobe had, LeBron had, like, you got to make runs in the postseason, da 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 da. They had that same standard for Giannis until he finally won it. When are we going to put that on KD? Because, you know, whether it's fair or not, right? KD never gets the blame when shit goes wrong post Golden State. It's always Kyrie and Harden doing this, that, and the other.
Right. They put him in the corner. Right? So,
before that, it was Russ before he went to Golden State. Yep. Oh, Russ don't let him do this, that, and the other. And now, oh, the roster, blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. And it may be true, fair.
Yeah.
But no one holds him to that same standard as everyone else.
I don't know why he gets the pass of all passes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does. He's never been yep. harped on as as it's Kevin Durant's fault. And now,
mm-hmm.
to your point, at 35,
mm-hmm.
is he going to get another pass? Because it's like, well, he's 35. He's past.
Yeah, he's old now.
He's past his prime. So, you know, you really can't.
But what's messed up is LeBron's older than him right here again.
Yes, sir.
And they still give him the shit as if he's even older. He's what, 38?
30,
about to 30, turn 39?
He's 39 already.
Oh, 39, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he don't get that benefit of the doubt.
No.
And he's 4 years older.
No, not at all. He does not. If anything, they probably give him more shit. If you really
For
if
sure.
you really want to say it, he probably gets
Definitely.
More shit.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know?
But, yo, man, they got to do something. They got to figure something out because just rolling with this
mm-hmm.
is probably not a great idea. It's probably like you're not going to be able to make your team better or add talent unless you get rid of the talent that you just got.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
And then we'll discuss this in a future episode. But like, for example, there's like rumors. Don't know how true it is, but Stephen A said he has good rumors or whatever that Booker wants to go to New York. You know, so he's like, there's those rumors. Beal is practically untradeable. Who's going to trade for that dude on that money coming off of this performance if you want to win?
Nobody.
Right? And then Durant, which would absolutely anybody would want, but what do you have to give up to get a 36-year-old now that they gave up Mikal Bridges and like 46 picks to get?
Yeah.
Like, where do you do then?
Yeah.
Like, rock meet hard place, right?
If you were Mr. Jones right now, and I'm giving you 4 minutes to do something with this roster, what is the first thing you're doing? Looking at this roster.
Oh my God. Do I have the mandate? What is my owner mandate?
We'll leave the owner out of this. He's not, you got.
So just me doing what I think is right.
You doing what you think is right. What would you do?
Okay. First thing I do,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing everything I can to see what I can get for Beal.
Beal's the first one you're looking at.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first one I'm trying to get out the door.
See,
so I'm looking for Beal and see if I can get two role players that fit, a couple of shooters, or a 3-and-D guy and another big.
Fair.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some of this other, you know, extra stuff they got on the roster got to go. Like, you know, TJ Warren, goodbye, right? 5 minutes in the entire series. You know, they got a bunch of dudes at the end of the bench. That I mean, TJ Warren's on the Timberwolves. Excuse me, Thaddeus Young, 35 years old, gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, well, they didn't give him a shot, gone.
Yeah.
Or if you want to bring him back on a vet minimum and see if he's got something legit left, cool. Nasir Little, I don't know. Josh Okogie, nah. Drew Eubanks, nah. Like,
yeah.
If I can come up off of some of these guys, go for it. Royce O'Neal. If you can get a more of a shooter, like the thing with them is you got to pick a lane.
Right.
Are you going to be top heavy with two scorers and a bunch of defenders?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to just roll out with offense and try to go Indiana Pacers style?
I think that's probably the better way to do it. In all honesty, I probably think that you just saw with this right here that the concept of a super team is not the future of basketball.
Loading up these
hired guns is not the way of the future, you know.
But I don't think you can't do it, but you gotta get the right dudes together. Like, it's a fit. They like,
sure,
Phoenix
sure.
got a bunch of names and was like, we're gonna make this work.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's a team building aspect of this.
This was a 2K. This is a 2K roster.
Yes, for sure.
Call it like it is. It's a 2K roster.
Yeah, for sure. So like literally, you got three dudes that played exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a team with two, but once you go three, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
that third dude has to do something totally different at an elite level for you to have a super team.
Right.
Right?
And Beal, like,
they have to have complementary skills.
Right.
And they don't.
And
they
Beal
have,
didn't have that. Beal didn't do that this season. No. Even in the games that he played. No.
No. No. Not at all. Like, he clearly struggled not being, you know, the third guy. I mean, not being the second or first guy.
Right.
And maybe he struggled with the pressure. He ain't had this kind of pressure before. Like, this was supposed to be a title winning team.
Yeah, there's a lot of expectations going into that.
You know, big difference. Big difference. So if I could get some couple role players for him at less money, I would do it. I would do it. You got no choice. Because it's either run it back and try to, you know, fix the perimeter, you know, or take a core piece and see if you can do something.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But
are you keeping Frank?
For this roster, no. I think they need an offensive guy, and I would just go as offensive as I can, but I gotta add some size.
And you know what's crazy too? He got Fizdale on his bench, right?
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, he's not like the epitome of offensive offensive.
No. But dog, they out here running like your turn, my turn offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like screen into an ISO. You know, a drag screen or a couple of back doors
ISO
or
drives,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, horns type set or something like that into an ISO. Like, everything goes into an ISO.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it makes no sense.
It's just not sustainable over the course of outside of an 82 game season. It's not sustainable.
And you ain't going to win.
No, not in a playoff series.
With it.
Not in a playoff series.
Nah. No. Look at Minnesota, who doesn't have the scores they got, but they have a team that's well-rounded, cohesive, complementary.
They all know their role.
Punished them.
They all know their role.
Punished them.
Come on.
Punished them. Physically couldn't handle it. On the glass, they couldn't handle it. Right?
Nope.
They took Cat, put him in a post, was abusing dudes.
Yeah,
then he'll come out and shoot three. You know what I mean? Like, when he stayed out of foul trouble. And, you know, Ant was talking, you know, trash about him. You know, oh, if he stay out of foul trouble. But, I mean, they took their risk of switching on the outside, doing all this stuff. And then if he got switched on to Durant, it was like, yo, just do your thing. We'll be here behind you. If he going to beat us by himself, cool.
Right.
But we going to rebound, and we're going to shut everybody else down as best we can. Right? And it worked.
Yeah.
Like, it worked. You know? So, yeah, nah, this ain't going to work. And this is going to be a case study. Like, Kevin Durant is going to be a case study. He went from juggernaut to super team, you know, quote-unquote super team in Brooklyn to now super, quote-unquote super team in the Suns. And
we've seen no success out of that. Not at all.
So, you know, this super team, you know, they always think of the super part. They always forget the team part.
There is a team.
Right?
There is a team.
There's a team part.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. Yeah. So, yeah, they're in trouble. They're in trouble going forward.
Yeah.
And they got no sympathy for me. They got no sympathy for me. And shout out to my favorite player in the NBA, Ant-Man, for winning and talking shit while he do it.
Yo, he did it. I mean, DX style. He brought it all.
Yep.
Come on, man. He is just.
Yep.
He's got no filter.
Physical good teams remind you of who you are really fast.
Really fast. Really fast.
New York Knicks are reminding Philly of that right now.
Man, you ain't lying.
Right?
You ain't lying.
Listen, these things show up in the playoffs.
Yeah, they do.
These things show up in the playoffs.
You know, actually, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're gonna get into that. Do we need a break, or are we good?
Nah, we're good. Let's keep rolling. All right. So, speaking of the Knicks,
yes, sir.
3-1 up right now. 47 spot by the homie Brunson.
Yes, sir.
They have all of a sudden no answer for Brunson the last two games.
And part of that is because he settled down, right? He really got into his own groove. Mm-hmm. He wasn't trying to force things, you know? Mm-hmm. So when that happens, once you, and you're lucky that in those first two games that there wasn't, destruction there, because I mean, he went like 16 for like 50 something, right? He was forcing the issue every single, those first two games.
Sign of a good team though.
But yes, it's a sign of a good team, you know? And here's my thing too, with Philly, you needed Embiid to go nuclear for that game. He's not doing that again.
Yo, he's on one leg and he's like playing 40 minutes, 43. You're like, they trying to squeeze everything they can out of him. But at some point, like, he's human and he's hurt.
So he came out, had some hurt feelings, if you will, because Knicks fans travel. I remember seeing there was a game that they played in Charlotte, middle of the season in Charlotte. You would have thought it was in Madison Square Garden. It was thick of Knicks fans, thick.
Yeah.
So he came out and said, and I quote, "Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it's disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road. But I've never seen it. I've been here for 10 years, and yeah, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. They've always showed up, and I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay. What's not okay is you getting served."
It was not as good as getting outscored in the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Okay. Do something.
There's the game.
Do something about your game, and then you can go and start worrying about fans not being there. But it was crazy because I was sitting outside watching that game, and I'm like, wait a minute. Are they really like rooting them on? And then I heard like this Deuce at one point, and I'm like, I thought it was Booze. I'm like, oh no, they're saying Deuce. They're like really chanting like Deuce McBride. I was like, oh wow, man. Billy did not.
Yeah, they gave the Villanova dudes a home game.
Pretty much.
Villanova's in Philly.
Yeah.
So Josh Hart, Brunson, yo, that was a Villanova home game for them.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
So for me, I'm going to just call out a couple things, right? I mean, Embiid, you know, you crying about that, and I don't really have any sympathy for that, because you got to get in where you fit in, you know?
Yep.
You put up a 50 piece, you got to come back and follow it up. If you don't follow it up, well, then, you know, you got hurt feelings. But one thing I will say that I'm a little concerned about is relying so heavy on Brunson and they're not being a follow up. Right. Again, I know this is the way it's built. It's got to be. I'm well aware that it's the way we got to ride it. But we need to have someone else step up. And now, you know.
Yo, over the last 2 weeks, Brunson, 41 minutes, 41 minutes, 38 minutes, 45 minutes, 44 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, Tibbs got these guys doing that since January. Hey, since January.
The conditioning is incredible. Yeah. I ain't going front.
Yeah, they're running. Like, they are full on. Like, there's not any.
No, they're pushing it up the court.
Yes, sir.
In early offense, too. Like, it's not walk them up, walk them down either. Like,
come on down.
Yeah.
Right at them.
Yeah.
So, Mitchell Robinson got hurt. Ankle. Stop wearing them low cuts.
How bad is it? Did they say?
I have not read a report on it yet. But him and Bojan Bogdanović both are hurt, and Bojan, he started to get a little flow. So because coming off the bench, you can get a guy that can give you, 10, 15, even 20. That's substantial, especially in the playoffs, and you get like a primetime kill it like that. So to lose that, and then Mitchell Robinson was playing phenomenal defense. I mean, he was all over the court. So those are going to be two key losses. But hopefully they got some work.
That angle ain't too bad.
Hopefully they got some work done, and tomorrow we can get.
But
some.
But you know what that led to though? Precious Achiuwa came in and had a game.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't score, but he had a game.
He played him and OG. Really took on Embiid and really put him on notice.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Play that smart defense. So it was really refreshing to be able to see that. I mean, this Knicks team, since Tibbs has been here, this Knicks team has been very defensive minded, right? Very, very defensive minded. So I'm not really too concerned with that. The effort's always there. I just wish that we could get just a little bit of relief for Jaylen, where you don't have to feel like it's, I got to score 45 to win. You know what I mean? So anyhow, but.
Do you think this is over in the next game?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think Philly's broken?
I think
after that.
I think.
That sounded like capitulation when Joel had to go to like, oh, y'all fans,
I do feel that there was a little bit of that. And here's the thing, you know, if you're already 1 foot out the door, I mean, just like 1, 2, 3 Cancun type of shit. If you're already 1 foot, you know, on the boat, then hey, keep it pushing. We good.
Got
we good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Before we move on, I have one question for you on this. One more question on this game.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The Embiid Mitchell Robinson falling down, grabbing the leg thing. Where do you stand on that? Do you think it was Bush League?
I think it was probably a quick.
Was it really some dirty shit or just?
I think it was probably a quick reaction. I don't think it was. Egregious to but you got to understand, you're going after legs and head. Those are two things those two things you can't do. You know, maybe it was a reaction because of where your body is, you're trying to, you know, protect yourself. But
if you reverse those roles, do you think we're talking about it a lot more?
Absolutely, because it's the Knicks.
Then it's some bullshit. Now, I'm not even saying that. If somebody did that to Joel,
that's what I'm saying.
Because they be talking, they be calling the local PD.
Right. But because it's the Knicks and there's not any kind of like, they're not, listen, I don't know let me phrase it this way. Between New York and Boston, and this is not just because it's you on the other end of this, I don't know who gets less credit for what they've been doing this season. But they're always against New York and Boston, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yes, if Mitchell Robinson, anybody had done that to Joel Embiid, federal case, we would be like, get the guy out of the league. You know, Joel.
Definitely.
So, you know, I get it. I'm not going to harp on it because it's not going to change anything. But yes, absolutely. Yeah. If the roles were reversed, yes. But I'm not really. It's a technical cue of pushing. It's a foul. You know, you grab at somebody that's not a basketball play. You're on the ground, so no.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's move it on.
Yes.
So, by the way, as we are recording this, the Celtics have completed their decimation of Miami.
Ooh,
they got the. They got the one game in Boston where they shot better from three than they ever have in their history, and then the rest, they worked back to the mean.
Which,
right? And for those that may not have seen it, Kristaps Porzingis looks like he got himself a calf issue.
Right.
So hopefully. The Cavs and Magic can
extend out for
keep
you,
bludgeoning each other for another week, and give us a chance to ice up.
Yeah.
But with that, later on tonight, Lakers try to stave off elimination again at the hands of the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3-1. Does LeBron have another vintage performance or anybody on that. Does that team have another performance in them to circle this back and get this back to LA for game six and potentially further?
So let's see. What did Anthony Davis do last game? Did he have a nuclear game or did he have just a lukewarm game? What did he do in game? What was it? Where is he? What did he do?
So
that's gonna tell me what is gonna happen, because if he had a subpar game, then he could have something in the tank for this one. So
he had a game and a half. Yeah, 23 boards.
Yeah.
He cooked.
Oh boy, he did
25 and 23 and 6 assists. So
I don't.
But also, he's having to play monster minutes. You know, hopefully he can keep up that performance. However, I was looking at something earlier today, and of the available minutes that they've played, the Lakers have been ahead in like 80% of the game and 80% of the minutes played in this series.
Really?
It's the closing that they're having issues with. It's closing games that they're having issues with.
Yeah.
So they're starting the games off pretty good in, you know, most of these games, and then they just kind of run out of gas, right? Mm-hmm. And that's despite some of the, and that's including the games that where Russell has done nothing, right?
Yeah.
And where he's struggled, right?
Yep.
So, they're probably going to let Russell go in the summer, but I feel like they're kind of piling on him a little bit, right? As a scapegoat,
He is the scapegoat for the Lakers. Absolutely. Absolutely.
2 years in a row, right? Yeah. It's all blamed on Russell, right? Yeah. But what it comes down to, them other dudes ain't been consistent either. Like Reeves had a good game in the last game, but he's been up and down. Right. Hachimura's been non-existent. Torian Prince is up and down. Gabe Vincent just came back. He hasn't given them much, right? So they're kind of hoping Christian Wood at some point comes back in this series.
I thought he was able to come back.
Nah, he didn't come. Well, they said he was questionable, but he didn't play.
Oh, okay.
So they said he's questionable again tonight. I'm not sure if he's actually going to play. So we'll see in a little bit and see if he's suited up. You know, the Lakers game starts in a few minutes, but they're just not getting much from anyone else.
So,
right?
So,
like, Gabe Vincent 1-for-4 despite the win. Spencer Dinwiddie's not what they expected.
I have to apologize because, real talk, Anthony Davis has played up every game.
Oh, he's balling. He's balling.
He's balling.
And this is what's to be expected of him, right?
Yes, we should be getting this every time.
Yeah. So, you know, we can't be too talking about I told you so type stuff, because this is what he's meant to do. This is what they got him for.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I've said this too many times, anytime you have LeBron James on the court, you have a chance. You know?
For sure.
For sure. I see them pushing this game out.
Yeah, 30 in the last game on 60%.
Right. I see them pushing this out. I see them sneaking another win out tonight.
Yeah.
Might be a close one.
You think so?
Might be a close one. Might even have some OT action, but this... Hey,
listen. They get one tonight. This gets real serious. It does. This gets real interesting.
Yeah, it does. Because now...
This gets real interesting.
I mean, I just think that... He's not gonna go out fight. He's gonna go out swinging.
Without a fight.
You know?
Yeah.
You know. So I think I think LeBron, I think they push this to six at least.
I hope so. Cause they're like, not for nothing. Mm-hmm. They playing better than we thought they would coming into it.
Yeah, they are.
They just can't close.
Yeah.
So hopefully they close.
All right. I didn't hear your boy today, but I think he has some stuff to say about I'm talking about Paul Pierce. I didn't catch Undisputed today, but I'm gonna have to go back and watch.
I didn't either. But I'm pretty sure it's nonsense.
I think he had some
entertaining nonsense, hopefully.
I feel like he had some nonsense today.
All right. So hopefully we might be jumping to a Paul Paul Pierce says the darndest things.
Yes, yes. Yeah, actually, that might...
The truth says the darndest things.
The truth, the truth says the darndest...
The truth says... Yeah. But is it? No.
The truth says what?
All right. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right. Lastly, yes. The Bucks.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, somebody's, like, they was playing Pass the Grenade in there, and they falling like flies.
Like, so... I'm gonna just get this out of the way right quick. Bobby Portis, I don't know what dude was thinking.
He lost his damn mind.
Okay. You know you already are down Dame. You're down Giannis. And then you lose your cool. You can't lose your cool in this situation. Like, do whatever. But you...
Yeah.
Because the thing is, he was taking it on Siakam. He was playing defense, right? Like, it was only 4 points, you know, but he was playing both sides of the ball.
Yeah. It made no sense.
And then you get yourself ejected.
He should know better.
Right. Like, you know, brush him off, but I don't know, dude.
Yo, that game was tight all the way through.
Yeah.
And you lose what at that point, no Lillard, no no Giannis. He's probably the second best player behind Middleton at that point.
Yeah,
and he loses his mind.
And it was early on, like
first 5 minutes.
It wasn't. Yes. He had only scored
first 5 minutes.
He had already scored. He scored 4 points, and he had a couple of rebounds. Like, it was like, bruh, you cannot.
You gotta do better. You gotta do better. Middleton balled out, though.
He did.
He has been balling out.
He has been balling out. Again, goes back to if it's when he's the second option, his productivity changes exponentially. Mm-hmm. It's when he becomes that third, fourth option that he's just like, I feel.
Well, his spots on the floor change.
Of course.
When he moves down the scoring pecking order.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So, like with Giannis, you saw him elbow post.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you saw him come off of screens. You saw him do all this stuff. When it's Giannis and Dame, he's kind of regulated to catch and shoot in many ways.
Yes, which is why at one point Doc, when there was time for them together, he kind of staggered it to where he was on that. He was with that second unit so he could cook. You know,
and which is why also where those Giannis, Middleton, and Drew worked so well. Because Drew wasn't in the way of any of those spots where he likes to operate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's one of those things you don't realize, but sometimes you get subtraction by addition. And then that was Dame coming in for Drew. So, you could see that it didn't look as fluid.
I mean,
and then now Dame out, Middleton starts to cook.
Right.
So, man, it, you just feel bad, dog. Since 2021, they've basically been cursed.
Pretty much.
Since they won the title.
Yeah.
Giannis been hurt twice.
Yep.
They had the 1-8 loss to Miami last year.
Yeah.
Right? And then this year, the whole team falls apart at the seams health-wise.
Right at the end.
As the playoffs start.
End of the season.
Like, literally, they all got hurt in the last week of the season.
Yeah. Crazy.
Man. Yo.
Brooks been playing well.
Yeah.
Middleton's playing well. I don't know if they have a win in them tomorrow.
I don't think so.
On Giannis? I know Lillard's not.
They're saying questionable, but I'd be shocked if he played.
Okay.
I'd be shocked. With that injury? Nah. It's not worth it.
It's fair.
It's not worth
it. Fair. Yeah.
It's not worth it. Like, the juice is not going to be worth the squeeze.
Yeah, no. Cut your losses. And
yeah. Because if he plays, let's say he plays at 75%, 80%, you have a high likelihood of re-injury. And then on top of that, how's he supposed to heal playing on it?
Right. You can't.
So, which means you're just going to get 80%, 75%, 80%, 75%. And do you really want to be dealing with the Knicks with a 75% Giannis? Because, like, it's, yeah, I mean, it's inevitable what's going to happen.
Right.
So why elongate the games when you know the outcome is going to be the outcome?
Yeah. No, you know? I think you're right.
The question is going to be, do they bring, after seeing what you saw the last half of the season, do they bring back Doc and do they run this Dame thing back?
I mean, you're committed to Dame, right? Because it was... You're committed to Dame for how long?
Oh, Dame just resigned. He just signed his extension the year before he got back. So you got him for another three, four years. Yeah.
I think
right before they traded him.
I think you're not gonna get back that 2020 roster.
You're not gonna get that. No.
And I don't even know if you're gonna get back a player comparable to what Drew did. So, so you might have to, you know, cut your loss with maybe some of that, trim some of that fat off of the bench and see what you can get with a player here or there. You need defense. You need defense.
But Pete, they fall kind of into a similar situation as the Suns.
Right.
What are your tradable assets? Tradable assets in a sense of what are you willing to give up? Because obviously Giannis is a quote-unquote tradable asset, but you're not giving up Giannis.
No.
But outside of that, what could you get for Dame if you really decided you wanted to trade for him? What could you get for Middleton right now at his age, injury, recent injury history? What can you get for him right now? Like, those type of things are issues.
Yeah.
So you might just have to tinker around the periphery of the roster again and bring in eat some money in terms of, you know, luxury tax. See if you can lure in a 3-and-D dude at the mid-level. But that's about it. Like, how much real value does Brook Lopez have? They're good players, Bobby Portis. But at their age, what can you realistically get back?
Right. What's your return on your investment? What are you going to get out of that?
Yeah. And whatever you can get back, would it just make sense to just keep them?
Right, which is
the only place you could trade him to is another contender. If you're really thinking about it, that would give me him.
Right. Who's got that? Oh, I could use this player. And where are they going to give you in return? What are you going to get back? I don't. Honestly, I don't. Looking at it right now, I'm looking at this You've
it's
got
a very specific roster. It's very specific to Giannis being built around him.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Gallinari, how long is this a one and done for him?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Jay Crowder, he's sitting there soaking up, you know. I mean, and Jay Crowder, watching him yesterday, that's a lot of drop off in his game.
His age is caught up to him.
Quick. He wasn't able to dribble the
ball.
He's
33, but he's an old 33. You can see his legs ain't what they used to.
Yes.
You know,
even Connington.
That roster is up there from top to bottom.
Yeah. Even Connington is dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you have these players that are soaking up your mm-hmm. roster, who's gonna want a Connington or a Crowder, you know?
Yeah. Not to say somebody may not want them.
No.
But what they're certainly not gonna be giving up high level assets for them.
Right. So what are you gonna get back? Right? Back to the return on investment. What are you getting back? Yeah.
You know?
Maybe
your whole thing is cutting salary to hopefully create some space to bring something else. But even then, you're way over the cap.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know what I mean?
And
Middleton signed for another 3 years, for another 2 years after this.
Shut up.
Lillard signed for 3 more years after this. Giannis has 4 years after this.
What about Brooke?
Brooke has one more year after this. Brooke's 36.
Yeah.
Still ineffective for a 36-year-old.
Oh, absolutely.
But at $25, $23 million a year, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, some of these dudes that fit and are, like, assets, you may have to give up just to give you, you know, cap flexibility to even get more pieces, like, just to get more depth, you know? It's kind of get quantity over quality type thing.
Yeah, I don't...
You know?
Maybe with a full off season, maybe Doc can look and see what he has and what he can work with.
Yeah.
I mean, you can work with Lillard.
I don't see them getting rid of Doc, by the way.
I don't think so either. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I mean, Adrian was a scapegoat, right? I mean, yeah. They had the best record when they got rid of him. It's kind of messed up.
Second best.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second best. Your Celtics. Yeah.
You're going to disrespect my Celtics
bad, my
like
bad,
that.
My bad.
How dare you?
My bad, dude. But they had the best record for a grip, got down to second, and then they canned the coach.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yo, they gave Doc 4 years, by the way.
Wow.
4 years at $10 million
a year. Wow. Okay.
Which means if they were going to get rid of him today, they'd be eating $30
million. Yeah, they're not going to do that. So maybe with the offseason for Doc, maybe he can try to retool that roster, maybe try to find somebody to put alongside Dame as a guard wing defender that could, you know, maybe on rotations help.
Mm. So there's another. So just like we said with the Suns, mm-hmm. what do they need right now? Do you feel like is lacking aside from health? So, what do you feel like roster piece wise is the missing link or links right now that would get them back to a 2021 level?
You need defense. You need defense at the front court.
In the front?
No, I'm sorry, your backcourt. Backcourt, excuse me.
In the backcourt, okay.
I was watching.
So Pat Beverly?
Yeah,
Pat. No, so you're not Pat Beverly ain't it for you?
Guys, if you could.
I like Pat Beverly.
If you could see the look on my face right now.
I feel like they need a 2 and they need a 3-and-D 2.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yep.
Where they go find that, I don't know. But they need that dude because you got to start hiding Dame.
You do.
I like Connaughton, but defensively, looked like he took a step back. Crowder took a step back. All the dudes that
were there that 3-4 years ago. 2-3-4 years ago. Yes. They've all significantly declined in their level.
Yeah. Now. Which is kind of the issue with the run it back model in many cases, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can only run it back for so long.
Sure.
Before people start to age, right? And like, I think personally, yes, they need some defense, but I think they sorely, gravely need shooting.
I mean, you could maybe throw a flyer at like a Klay Thompson.
Klay talking about he want like 25 million.
Yeah, bro, you need to level set expectations, partner.
Yo, coming off of 0 for 10
spot. Come on, man.
In an elimination game, yeah, man.
Yeah, you need to rethink that. You gotta really realize what your value is right now. You know, and the NBA is what have you done for me lately? League, anyways, right? So you are only remembered as good as.
But
the
there's
last.
Always one sucker too. There's always one sucker.
Hey, eat what your appetite calls for. You know, I mean, what can I?
For example, let me ask. Well, are we good with the Bucks? Before we close out, I got a question for you.
We're good with the Bucks. Okay. We're good with the Bucks.
I got a question for you.
What you got?
Bonus question. Uh-oh. for GM Mendo.
Yes.
Do you think a 1 or 2 year deal for Klay in San Antonio? For a veteran to team up with Wembanyama to help his development, you know, during his rookie deal would be beneficial to him. That player in particular.
Klay Thompson in particular?
Yeah.
No. I don't think that's what he needs. I don't think he needs somebody that is going to be trying to prove something. He needs to play with a player that's established, that's like, okay, you know what? I know what I can do. I know what I'm gonna do. You know, ideally,
Damn, you would think that's what he is. He like 34 or something like that. Like,
Bro probably looks in the mirror and thinks he's still 25. He probably still thinks he's 25, 26. Like, I'm out here, you know, I got my captain's hat on. I'm out here just.
Yo, damn.
Yeah, I don't think he realizes that he's long in the tooth and he's not Steph.
Yeah. I was really thinking about it because I was like, it's recently I was talking to somebody and I'm like, where the hell does he, like, where does he fit? If his idea is, I want that money and I want that money on a contender. Does that team exist? And I don't think it does.
The only team I could see him that actually works. And I don't even know if the money makes, if they have the money plays for it, but it would be like a Lakers squad. It would be maybe just run.
Would the Lakers make sense at that cap money?
I don't know what their
The Lakers are already over. Oh. So if they get rid of Russell, they just paid Reeves $20 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they just paid Rui Hachimura. So if you lose him for free,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no. Like,
you can't re-sign that. You can't replace his salary with a similar salary.
Sure, sure.
Because of that. You have to, and it's a sign and trade or something like that, but that's it.
I mean, he's not going to go anywhere and be what he thinks he is. He's going to have to really curb back and be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be a hired gun. I'm going to get you. Yeah. I'm going to get you 15. 30, 20,
would you take him on
minutes.
A one-year deal on the Knicks?
No.
No?
No. Not a one-year deal.
Y'all could use shooting.
We could use shooting, but if we're going to do something like that, I would rather try to see about a... If the Knicks are going to do something, I want to see there be a two-year scorer that doesn't need... Yeah. That can create their own offense.
Yeah.
You don't need someone that I gotta set you up.
Yeah.
Cause I don't.
But if you get Randall back, that is that guy.
Sure. Sure.
So you wouldn't necessarily need another shot creator if Randall comes back. You could literally just stagger them two dudes around with shooters around them.
Yeah, because then you could offset OG with it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So something to think about.
Something to think about.
For me, there was three teams in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was San Antonio for that specific reason.
Sure.
But that like very generic, like that very unique reason. The Knicks, because I feel like if the Knicks somehow find shooting in the next 6 months, there's going to be a problem in New York for real, for real.
Yeah.
And the third team to me, which I feel like would fit him perfect, is Sacramento.
You know, I was gonna say Sacramento. I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
I really.
They need another vet.
Yeah,
they could use another vet and somebody that doesn't necessarily need the ball and is just ready to snipe.
Yeah,
that's a good fit.
Yeah, because imagine the collapse, and then so there's the collapse with Fox, and then there's the collapse when DeMontis it gets the ball right.
Yep.
That's open threes. Yeah, yeah. That would be.
And so the only question on that is, do they already have a better version of that right now in Herder? Even though he got hurt late.
Yeah.
You know, is Herder right now better than Clay right now? Is the other question. Basically the question. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
I think they might be okay with what they have.
Yeah,
I think they might be because Clay's what? So Clay's how old? He's like
30, about to be 34.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting rest of the playoffs because I feel like some teams are gonna panic in the sense of. You know, you get dropped out and then you get knocked out. You're like, damn, we were so close.
Right.
And then do we overreach for like one of those dudes and overpay for one of those dudes?
Right, right. Make a mistake that's going to hurt you because you're too quick to make a reaction.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Clay's 34, by the way.
Okay. He's 34.
And his cap hold is $45 million.
Damn.
It's his cap hold right now. So, yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Well, brother,
hey,
we up at it.
Yes, sir. It was a great one. It's a great one.
It was a good one.
I always love chopping it up with you.
You know it. You know it. So I'm going to get to this Lakers game. So the next episode, we got some stuff. One way or the other.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
And so, yes, hit us up on the Twitter or the X if you are
so inclined.
Of that generation. Instagram, email.
Yeah, we're all
hit
over.
Us. We here.
All right, guys.
We here. All right, brother.
Yeah, man. Peace out, shooting grease. We out.
Yes, sir.